When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, Episode 3, How to Discover Your Life Purpose in About 20 Minutes by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Welcome to Optimal Living Daily. Time's flying and I've been having fun doing this. I hope you're enjoying the show and you're getting value from it. If not, I am not sure why you're here, but there's a way you can reach out to me to give feedback. And speaking of that, today's sponsor is me, so all I ask is engage with me. Find me on Twitter at @oldpodcast and let me know what you like about the show or what you'd like to hear. And if you want to recommend a blog that I haven't read yet, then definitely reach out to me and also tag the author on Twitter so we can both see your tweet. And I'll try to get that set up for you so I can read your favorite blogs on the show. Today I'll be reading to you a post from stevepavlina.com. Steve is another author with a great story that you should check out, and he's been incredibly successful. He's had over 100 million visits to his website. So yeah, he knows what he's doing, and you should check it out. Now, this reading is great because it's something everyone I know has struggled with. It's something we all think about from time to time, some more than others, but I think this post will help you think about what really matters in your life. So get ready to optimize your life. How to Discover Your Life Purpose in About 20 Minutes by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. How do you discover your real purpose in life? I'm not talking about your job, your daily responsibilities, or even your long-term goals. I mean the real reason why you're here at all, the very reason you exist. Perhaps you're a rather nihilistic person who doesn't believe you have a purpose and that life has no meaning. Doesn't matter. Not believing that you have a purpose won't prevent you from discovering it, just as a lack of belief in gravity won't prevent you from tripping. All that a lack of belief will do is make it take longer. So if you're one of those people, just change the number 20 in the title of this blog entry to 40 or 60 if you're really stubborn. Most likely though, if you don't believe you have a purpose, then you probably won't believe what I'm saying anyway, but even so, what's the risk of investing an hour just in case? Here's a story about Bruce Lee, which sets the stage for this little exercise. A master martial artist asked Bruce to teach him everything Bruce knew about martial arts. Bruce held up two cups, both filled with liquid. "The first cup," said Bruce, "represents all of your knowledge about martial arts. The second cup represents all of my knowledge about martial arts. If you want to fill your cup with my knowledge, you must first empty your cup of your knowledge." If you want to discover your true purpose in life, you must first empty your mind of all the false purposes you've been taught, including the idea that you may have no purpose at all. So how to discover your purpose in life? While there are many ways to do this, some of them fairly involved, here's one of the simplest that anyone can do. The more open you are to this process and the more you expect it to work, the faster it will work for you. But not being open to it or having doubts about it or think it's an entirely idiotic and meaningless waste of time won't prevent it from working as long as you stick with it. Again, it will just take longer to converge. Here's what to do. 1. Take out a blank sheet of paper or open up a word processor where you can type. I prefer the latter because it's faster. 2. Write at the top, "What is my true purpose in life?" 3. Write an answer, any answer that pops into your head. It doesn't have to be a complete sentence. A short phrase is fine. And 4. Repeat step 3 until you write the answer that makes you cry. This is your purpose. That's it. It doesn't matter if you're a counselor, an engineer, or a bodybuilder. To some people, this exercise will make perfect sense. To others, it will seem utterly stupid. Usually, it takes 15 to 20 minutes to clear your head of all the clutter and the social conditioning about what you think your purpose in life is. The false answers will come from your mind and your memories. But when the true answer finally arrives, you'll feel like it's coming to you from a different source entirely. For those who are very entrenched in low awareness living, it will take a lot longer to get all the false answers out, possibly more than an hour. But if you persist, after 100 or 200 or maybe even 500 answers, you'll be struck by an answer that causes you to surge with emotion, the answer that breaks you. If you've never done this, it may very well sound silly to you. So let it seem silly, do it anyway. As you go through this process, some of your answers will be very similar. You may even relist previous answers. Then you might head off on a new tangent and generate 10 to 20 more answers along some other theme, and that's fine. You can list whatever answer pops into your head as long as you just keep writing. At some point during the process, typically after about 50 to 100 answers, you may want to quit and just can't see converging. You may feel the urge to get up and make an excuse to do something else. That's normal. Push past this resistance and just keep writing. The feeling of resistance will eventually pass. You may also discover a few answers that seem to give you a mini surge of emotion, but they don't quite make you cry. They're just a bit off. Highlight those answers as you go along so you can come back to them to generate new permutations. Each reflects a piece of your purpose, but individually they aren't complete. When you start getting these kinds of answers, it just means you're getting warm. Keep going. It's important to do this alone with no interruptions. If you're nihilist, then feel free to start with the answer, "I don't have a purpose," or "life is meaningless," and take it from there. If you keep at it, you'll still eventually converge. When I did this exercise, it took me about 25 minutes and I reached my final answer at step 106. Partial pieces of the answer, mini surges, appeared at steps 17, 39, and 53, and then the bulk of it fell into place and was refined through steps 100 to 106. I felt the feeling of resistance, wanting to get up and do something else, expecting the process to fail, feeling very impatient and even irritated, around steps 55 to 60. At step 80, I took a 2-minute break to close my eyes, relax, clear my mind, and to focus on the intention for the answer to come to me. This was helpful as the answers I received after this break began to have greater clarity. Here was my final answer: to live consciously and courageously, to resonate with love and compassion, to awaken the great spirits within others, and to leave this world in peace. When you find your own unique answer to the question of why you're here, you will feel it resonate with you deeply. The words will seem to have a special energy to you, and you will feel that energy whenever you read them. Discovering your purpose is the easy part. The hard part is keeping it with you on a daily basis and working on yourself to the point where you become that purpose. If you're inclined to ask why this little process works, just put that question aside until after you've successfully completed it. Once you've done that, you'll probably have your own answer to why it works. Most likely, if you ask 10 different people why this works, people who have successfully completed it, you'll get 10 different answers, all filtered through their individual belief systems, and each will contain its own reflection of truth. Obviously, this process won't work if you quit before convergence. I'd guesstimate that 80 to 90% of people should achieve convergence in less than an hour. If you're really entrenched in your beliefs and resistant to the process, maybe it'll take you 5 sessions in 3 hours, but I suspect that such people will simply quit early, like within the first 15 minutes, or won't even attempt it at all. But if you're drawn to read this blog and haven't been inclined to ban it from your life yet, then it's doubtful you fall into this group. Give it a shot. At the very least, you'll learn one of two things: your true purpose in life, or that you should unsubscribe from this blog. You just listened to the blog post titled "How to Discover Your Life Purpose in About 20 Minutes" by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. If you enjoyed this post, reach out to me on Twitter and let me know. You can give me feedback there. I read all of it. I am my own sponsor of this show, so that's all I'm asking for today, just some good old-fashioned feedback and some engagement on Twitter. You can also get a discussion going about this episode by tweeting your comment and hashtagging oldpodcast3, since this is episode 3. So hopefully I'll see something from you there on Twitter. That wraps it up for episode 3, Your Optimal Life Awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.